views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. Oh, I'm glad to be sharing this space with you. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, so whether you're listening live or listening to an archived version of the show, it's all good. I hope that something you hear in the next hour opens a door for you and helps you move forward. Now, today is 12-12-12, and I think this is a great day to examine the synchronicities in our life, the places where things just come together beautifully, where you can stand back and say, wow, isn't that wonderful? And if there's someone in your life who you'd like to thank, whose presence and support helps you live in sync, today is a great day to thank them, to let them know how important they are in your life. And if you're finding places in your life where things aren't in sync, where there is disconnect, separation, pain, where something's out of alignment, then today is a great day to discover what small step, what loving action you can take right now to start to move back into balance. On today's show, author, artist, and speaker Barbara Evans is my guest. She'll be discussing the new energies that are triggering shifts on Earth and how we can consciously attune ourselves to these higher vibrations. Perfect guest for today, don't you think? I will introduce you to Barbara in just a minute, but first, the Out of the Fog holiday giveaway, yay, giveaway, is in full swing over at fogcitypsychic.com. You can enter once a day between now and the end of the day on Christmas Day for a chance to win one of about a blue million great prizes. fogcitypsychic.com/holiday to enter and daydream about winning. There are no catches. This is my way of giving out a lot of gifts because it's the holidays and see why not. If you would like to get your new year off to a running start, I would love to connect with you for a private intuitive session to help you get some clarity about what the year ahead holds for you. And if a group reading is more your thing, check out the New Year's online gallery reading that's happening on January 3rd. Just head over to fogcitypsychic.com, click the classes link for details on that. And now, Barbara Evans, transformation from biologist and high school teacher to healer, author, and transformational healing artist, began in the 1990s. Since that time, Barbara has studied multiple alternative healing modalities, and in 2003, she underwent a quantum leap that vaulted her into the brave, new, and as yet unexplored world of transformational healing artistry. Barbara's amazing book, Messages of Universal Wisdom, and her spiritually inspired paintings are the creative outcome of that transformation. As the founder of Crystal Wings Healing Art, she leads educational seminars and contributes to conferences around the world. She provides tools, consultations, and solutions for creating sacred space, supporting optimal holistic healing environments, and for bringing beneficial vibrational energies into all facets of our lives. You can find out more about Barbara and see some of her work at crystalwingshealingart.com. Barbara, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you, Karen. I am delighted to be with you here on 12-12-12.
It's perfect, isn't it? What does this day mean to you?
Oh, it just feels such an incredible day. But I have to say that it has gone faster than any other day. It was like I had so many plans of how I wanted to spend my day today, and I don't know, there just wasn't time to do everything. It just went sped by, but was incredible, and had an amazing start this morning when I woke up, and it was like, you need to be outside for sunrise. And so I got my card deck, the Messages of Universal Wisdom Empowerment cards, and it's like, okay, it's 12, 12, 12. I need to pick a card for the day. And the card that I picked was freedom. I am free to create my highest dream. So I was thinking, right, okay, I need three more. I'm going to hold this one while I'm waiting for the sun to rise, and I want to create a triangle around me with the other three cards on the ground. And so I picked New Beginnings. The actual image itself is called New Earth. The next one I picked was Carefree Delight, and the keyword for that one is joy. And then the third one for the apex of the triangle was Cosmic Integration, whose keyword is oneness. And so that triangle of new beginnings, joy, and oneness were on the ground as the sun rose this morning. And then the next message was, you need a camera. So I rush inside, get my camera, go outside again, and started taking photographs of the sunrise, and almost immediately started to capture amazing orbs, pink and purple, and some rainbow ones, although the rainbow ones are much fainter. And I believe you just managed to see them on my Facebook.
I did, and in fact, any of you who are, if you're multitasking, if you're listening to the show and you're on Facebook, you can go to the Crystal Wings Healing Art page on Facebook, and there you can see in Barbara's status that she posted this morning a really beautiful photograph with those orbs in it.
Right, and they seem to be angel messengers from the sun. I found is what the orbs were representing today. So a beautiful way to start the day.
Wonderful. Now, I'm going to back you up a little bit. What on earth happened? I remember my high school biology teacher. what moved you from high school biology teacher to transformational healing artist?
Well, it was quite an amazingly intense rite of passage, in a sense. It was the passing away of my father after he'd had cancer for 2 years. And so I journeyed that 2 years with him and the rest of the family, and really was there, you know, in my Western scientist self. And at the same time as he got worse and worse, more and more sick, I started to get sick too. And in those last few days before he left, as I looked, and he was a very, very, very quiet man, so he didn't really speak about any of this. And so in his last week, he didn't really speak to anybody, and I would just sit by his side, hold his hands, and look into his eyes. And what I saw within his eyes was an amazing love for me, but also pain and fear. And the words went through my head, life was not meant to be like this. Mm. There has to be another way. And it seemed as if that triggered my spiritual awakening. And it obviously didn't happen instantly. Well, I suppose it could have done, but it didn't. It happened gradually. And the first major step was when he appeared to me in a dream several months later, looking amazing and serene and younger and healthy. And he came to tell me that he was okay and was happy. And that was very life-changing for me. And then from that point, synchronicities started happening, which I began to follow. And this is where they've led me to. And it's almost 20 years. It will, next June will be 20 years since he passed away. So it's, you know, been quite quite a long journey.
Well, and one of the wonderful things about the book, Messages of Universal Wisdom, a lot of your personal story is in the book, because the images, I don't even know how to describe this book. It is a blend of just stunning images, some beautiful channeled messages and poetry. There are personal stories in there. There's color theory. There's meditation. There's a labyrinth in there. How do you describe this book?
I know. It's difficult. Yeah.
It's wonderful.
But unlike any other book. And
yeah.
One of the concepts behind it that I was aware of as it was being created was that it was a book to be written from the feminine side. And so even like the contents list, so it brought me into thinking about a regular book, and it has its contents table at the beginning of the book, and it's sequenced, it's lines, it's one below the other, it's very logical, it's you know, almost mathematical in its presentation. And it's like, that's not the way this contents can be. And so even the contents page is presented in a circle around the main sacred geometry symbol, which repeats itself throughout the book, which I was guided to call the unity symbol. And so everything about it, or many things about it, is different. And it's very feminine, it's very intuitive, and absolutely everything that happened within it happened for a reason. The position of the sacred geometry, I mean, it was just like everything was guided and everything had a purpose. And it's pretty amazing. Its intention was to be a healing tool in itself, to really help people to awaken. So its subtitle is A Journey of Connection Through the Heart. And of course, the book describes that journey for me, but its intention is to create that journey for everybody who enters the pages.
Mm. I'm a big believer in the way that our personal journeys, that sharing our stories, sharing what we go through, kind of opens a door for other people to explore their own journeys and express what they're going through. And so in that way, the personal can become universal. And I think this book is a good example of that. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, I think so. And that was part of the intention. As you read my story, what trigger within you? As you read my story, do you identify with this? Does it help you to put the pieces of your puzzle together? And it might not be because their story is like mine, but it might just trigger something that they realize what some of their pieces are, and a few more pieces slot into place.
Mm. And it's interesting, too, because we all learn in different ways. And so where I might have the biggest impact by looking at the images, or I might have the biggest impact by reading the really cool and sort of analysis of the images. I love the way you take them apart, and you do it visually and also verbally to say what each little bit is meant to represent. There's a way into this for people who learn in all different ways.
Right.
So definitely. Wonderful.
And I guess that's part of the teacher in me. Back from those high school days.
Well, we're getting ready to go to a break in just a minute, but can you, when we get back, we're going to talk about the new energies and what those are. So in just about the minute we have left, do you believe that the Earth is in a time of transformation right now? Is this something that's going to happen suddenly? People are worried, you know, uh-oh, end of the world. It's not how I see it, but what do you think about that?
I think it's definitely in a state of transformation, and definitely not the end of the world. I see it as an incredible new beginning, with tremendous opportunities for creating a world based on peace and joy and abundance for all people. So I see it as this totally unprecedented opportunity to create anew.
I love that. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Barbara Evans, author of Messages of Universal Wisdom, and we'll be right back after this.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Barbara Evans. She's the author of Messages of Universal Wisdom, A Journey of Connection Through the Heart. And you can find some of the images, examples of the kinds of images that Barbara creates as a transformational healing artist at CrystalWingsHealingArt.com. You can also find Crystal Wings Healing Art on Facebook. So go there, like it, and take a look at some of the photographs, cool orb photographs that she has up from this morning. Barbara, we were talking a little bit off the air about the significance of December 21st, 2012. And you said something really interesting. I asked you if you thought something would happen that day or if it would just pass by. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think it's just fascinating and amazing. And I was reading just the other day that 12, 12, 12, and I've been following these sequences of numbers. Many people have. Many people followed them from 1, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, all the way through to today and 12, 12, 12. And I didn't really start doing this until 888. I was a little slow to catch on. But from 888, 999, 10-10-10, 11-11-11, and today 12-12-12, on each of those days, I've really done something special and have felt that it's been a very important day, a very important like shift in consciousness for all of those people who are ready to make that shift. And so this has definitely been my experience. And I was reading just a few days ago that this person whose work I was reading, she was saying that she believed that today was very much a day for us personally, that amazing energies were going to be reaching the earth today and that they would help us to raise our consciousness. And that 2112 is much more of a special day for the planet as a whole, rather than it being very personal. And I do see the 21st as being the end of the grand cycle of 26,000 years, and then the 22nd of December begins the new cycle. And Barbara Marx Hubbard is setting up celebrations, and people are doing this all over the world, on the 22nd, which she has called Birth 2012. And so she's looking at that as the first day of the new Earth. And very much I feel that this new Earth, the energies reaching us are going to be far more pure divine love energies. Universal divine love will start to reach us. And that is, in my view, the energy of creation is universal divine love.
How can we experience that, open up to it? Because as with all things, you have a choice about what you will and will not experience. So how can we open up to that?
Well, I feel that the first step is the awareness of the possibility. I think that's really important. And obviously, everybody who's listening to your show is aware of the possibility. And then the next step is to say, yes, I want to do this. I want to raise my consciousness. I choose to move into a place of experiencing joy, of experiencing divine love within my life, within my everyday life experience, and inner peace. And that this is what I choose to create within my life. And I believe that if you make this choice and say yes, then it will begin to happen. And you then have to have another level of awareness and take notice of the opportunities that come to you, of the messages that come to you, and learn how to trust your own inner knowing when something is truth. And trust yourself that if your heart is singing with joy at the thought of doing something, that you take that as guidance, that that is in your highest and best interest. If you feel fear at the thought of doing something, or you go, oh, do I have to? Then it's really not probably in your best interest. I look to my heart as being a huge guide in what it is I choose to do.
And I think a lot of my work, Barbara, is helping people reconnect with the divine so that they can start to listen to their own inner guidance. Mm-hmm. And for so many people, we don't allow ourselves to experience joy, and we may even feel like we don't deserve to be experiencing joy. And so reaching for that thing that feels good, reaching for that openness, that's the first step, I think, to allowing your natural intuition, your gut instinct, right? To shine through.
Right. And I think if you feel that there is no joy in your life, you do need to know that somewhere buried inside your heart, it is still there, and that you can uncover it and connect with it and start to experience it again.
Now, when I look at the images in your book, Messages of Universal Wisdom, these are called image keys. Mm-hmm. Is part of the purpose of the image keys to open a door so that we can attune ourselves to that higher vibration, that we can begin to move forward in love, in joy, in openness?
Definitely. And what the key that I see that they are is to actually begin to help us unlock the divine blueprint that we hold. That I feel that we all hold everything that we need within us, but a lot of it is sleeping. And so these image keys help to unlock and awaken that which is within us but is sleeping. And it's not something that you do consciously. So if you bring the image keys into your life, you don't have to understand how they work. You just need to like them and enjoy them. And it's almost like the more attention you pay them, the more they radiate the energies out into the room. And people have actually said to me, it's like they get brighter and brighter the more I look at them. And it's almost as if they have a consciousness. And as you show them love, they show you even more love. And it's not logical. And you certainly don't have to understand, well, this little piece of sacred geometry here is doing this particular thing. It's just a case of embracing it all and feeling that it is good and saying, yes, I wish to raise my vibration to this place of love, peace, joy, balance, abundance. And we will just start moving there.
And it's, I think, too, is continuing to make that choice, because we so easily, I shouldn't say we all say I so easily can fall back into old habits, old patterns. And so I, for myself, have to keep reminding myself, oh, yes, I'm reaching for joy. Oh, yes, I'm choosing love over fear. Oh, yes, the things that are important to me, I give them my attention.
Right. And I think I would say that follows for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you do. It's so important that when you reach this higher vibration, that you have the intention to maintain it and the awareness to maintain it. And I think that this is another function of the image keys. As you make steps up that ladder, if you like to call it a ladder, they help you stay at your highest place rather than dropping back down again.
Do you feel that in the transformational energy of this time, you were saying you felt like today you'd kind of run out of time, the time had just had gone so fast. Mm-hmm. I see that kind of speeding up in people's becoming aware of their spiritual nature, like sudden shifts, big things opening up for them with their intuition, with perception. Do you see that as well in your work?
I do. You mean in the people around me?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Very noticeable in the last, I would say, 6 months, but getting more and more noticeable as it's come towards this December time.
What would you suggest for someone who feels that they've had a kind of that they've leveled up? what can they do to start to get a handle on some of these new things that have been opened up for them?
Well, I would always suggest that they start using some of the image keys.
Mm-hmm.
And the easiest way of doing that is with the card deck. So the images are in the book, which is as you said, is a beautiful journey that it takes you on. And that in itself can be used as an oracle. And then there is a card deck as well, which gives you 18 of the image keys. And you can use them on a daily basis. You pick a card, and you will either come up with a picture with a keyword, or you come up with a smaller picture that has writing on it, which captures the essence of the image. Because these messages of universal wisdom are frequencies within the image keys that have been placed there by the ascended masters and archangels while I've been painting. So the messages are in the pictures, and then the writing is capturing the essence of that message. And so by simply holding this pair of cards in your hand, first thing in the morning. And you can feel, many, many people can feel the energy as they hold the cards in their hands, and then you can breathe those energies in, imagining them going up your arms into your heart, mingling within your heart, and then send them to every cell of your physical body and out through all levels of your being. And it really helps to prepare you for the day. And you can ask a question, or you can just say, what do I most need today? And it will really help to keep you aligned with those higher energies. And you can have those cards around with you during the day. Some people, having picked the card, will carry it with them during the day, or they'll have it somewhere where they can see it to remind them that this is the energy that they are working with today.
Fantastic. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Barbara Evans, and we'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the essence of gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Mm. Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest on today's show is Barbara Evans. She is the author of Messages of Universal Wisdom, A Journey of Connection Through the Heart. And you can see some of the images that we're going to be talking about in this segment of the show, in the next segment, at crystalwingshealingart.com. And the cards that Barbara mentioned just before we went to break, those are also available on the site. I recommend those to your attention. They're beautiful. Barbara, I've often joked on this show that we should we keep talking, you know, after everybody else goes to commercial and you and I still get to talk and the coolest stuff comes up when we're off the air. You were talking to me a little bit about how this time that we're in now is the beginning of the building of the new earth. Can you say a little bit about what do you mean when you say that? What is the new earth? What does that look like?
Ah, well, actually, I will take that opportunity to read you a little bit out of the book, if that works for you.
Oh, good.
Because the card that I pulled first this morning from this card deck is freedom. And the image for freedom that is creating the new dream, it's image key number 11. Its affirmation is, I am free to create my highest dream. And as this was being painted, the dream was very much about the creation of the new earth. And so this is what it says. What is the new dream? The new dream is based upon unity and peace, joy and beauty, unconditional love and compassion with abundance for all. The new dream is founded in true balance of masculine and feminine energies, balance within the self, balance within relationship, balance within community. The new dream brings awareness of all that is, awareness of being an integral part within the whole of creation, awareness of being connected to all other beings and choosing to work together in group consciousness, awareness of our deep connections to nature and working together with nature in nature consciousness. The new dream requires us to take the best of all that has been accumulated by humanity, the wisdom, knowledge, love, and compassion, and begin to create anew. The new dream takes us beyond anything experienced upon the earth, beyond even the golden ages of the greatest civilizations. The geometry of creating the new dream reflects this expansion beyond all other experience. So I see it as a tremendous opportunity for us to create this new world.
And maybe that's part of why we are leveling up, why we're opening in this way, so that because our old model, which is about disconnection and which is not about working in harmony with nature, mm-hmm. it maybe that's why we're leveling up, is so that we can move past the old way and see a different way.
Right, and I don't know how you have experienced this, but I have certainly been experiencing old energies, old wounds arising to the surface to be released.
Oh,
and
yes.
Even over just the last few weeks, some of that has been incredibly intense and has come very suddenly, very unexpectedly, and, you know, needed to, was attracting attention, and then was released. And so I think that the earth, the whole of the planet, has been doing that, releasing some of these old low vibrational energies, because they are not going to be part of this new earth as we move forward. And I don't think that it's going to suddenly all be in place by the next day. I think it's going to take time.
I have to say that is kind of agrees with the way that I have received information about it. It doesn't feel to me like there are 3 days of darkness and then the space monkeys take over or the zombies roam the street. Brains, brains. I don't think that that's going to happen.
I don't either.
Good. The fewer space monkeys, the better. That's what I always say. I was very interested in the book in the pictures of your studio space. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering how, if you can say a little bit about the process of creating the image keys, how not only how it comes to you, but the actual sort of physical process. How is this done?
Okay. So I will do that. How it comes to me first, in a sense, in that I receive guidance, and I don't see these images in my inner vision. The guidance comes to me in as pieces of information, and so I have verbal instructions, which I then translate into the image. I really no idea why it comes that way, but it definitely is the way it comes. It may be that some of these images, and as I've gone along, they've got more and more complex. So it may be that, you know, if I just saw the image and it's like, okay, now copy that, that would have been, you have to be joking. And so it seemed for me, it made much more sense to get the verbal instructions, like following a recipe almost, as what I have to build together in order to create the piece. So that's how that happens. And that can come over several months. It doesn't necessarily all come in one piece. And so I have to make sure I write down the information, because if I don't write down the information, I will have forgotten it by the time the next piece comes. So I have to be very careful to write it down. And then when I'm actually painting, or about to paint, I create a sacred space. And that has developed so that I create a sacred space using crystals. I create a crystal grid within my studio. And the geometry of the crystal grid reflects the geometry of the image that I'm going to be painting. And that happened because before any of these image keys started, I was at a show and somebody kept coming and looking at my very first Flower of Life painting, and he would get so close to it and really look at it, and then he went away, and then he'd come back again and he'd look at it again, and eventually he turned to me and he said, you have to build these so that you can get inside. And this was the Flower of Life, which is really a pretty complex symbol. And so, but I also knew it was a really serious message. So I pondered this for several weeks and then realized suddenly that, no, I couldn't build it with, like, copper tubing and make it into this structure, but I could build it with crystals, and that the crystals would create the energetic connections that form the pattern of the geometry. And so I create this sacred space with the crystals, and I have my table and myself inside while I'm painting.
Wow.
And that helps to connect me while I'm working more. It connects me to my higher self and my guides more clearly, and it also anchors me to the heart of the planet, which is also very important. And while I'm painting, I feel incredibly sort of awake and alert. I don't feel as if I go into an altered state. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I feel very, very conscious in the moment, very aware of everything I'm doing and how I'm building it. And I feel like a builder rather than an artist.
And how big are the finished pieces? To me, they feel enormous, and yet when I see the photographs in the book of your studio space with the pieces in the studio space, they're not really the size of a 10-story building, which is how they feel to me.
Well, they started off small, but they have been getting bigger. So that the from number 19 onwards, 19 to 26, they have all been painted on 34 by 34 inch diamond, which is substantial, I feel.
Not quite 10 stories, but
you're
getting there.
Not quite 10 stories, but oh, yes, I would love to see them that big.
Well, and people can see some of the images. They can order prints, right? So that's at crystalwingshealingart.com.
We have a shopping cart, and the shopping cart is actually pretty fun because we have one of those magnifiers in the shopping cart. So, you know, as you go through the process, you get to the point where you can actually use the magnifier to look at details of the images, and it is actually the best view of them anywhere on the website, because you just get this little piece that's really, really close up. And
you're going to notice after the show a big amount of hits on your website, and everyone will be in there with the magnifying glasses going through.
They make awesome gifts as well for those people who haven't finished their gift shopping yet.
Like me, but it'll be okay. There's hours left yet.
Haven't even started yet.
You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Barbara Evans, author of Messages of Universal Wisdom. We'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation. Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Barbara Evans. She is the author of Messages of Universal Wisdom, A Journey of Connection Through the Heart. And you can find some of the images that we're talking about on today's show as examples of the transformational art that Barbara creates at crystalwingshealingart.com. You can order the book there. You can order prints. There are really cool cards that you can order. So go over there now and use the little magnifying glass in the shopping cart to look at everything really closely. Barbara, we were talking a little bit about before the break about your creative process. Mm-hmm. And I almost want to go back even farther in the creative process. One of the images in the book, the first of the image keys, is the image key called Healing the Waters of the Earth. And your story about how you came to paint that, create that, is really powerful. Can you share a little bit about what that image means and how you came to create it?
Yes, certainly. It was pretty amazing because I had no idea that all of this was about to unfold. But I had recently told a friend of mine that I had some sacred geometry artwork in a drawer at home, and she said, "Can I see it?" And as I took it for her to see, she went, "Oh my gosh, Barbara, do you realize what you have here?" She said, "People need to see this." And she said, she actually suggested that I should contact the Omega Institute in New York, because I was living in New York at the time. And I did, and the lady who was in charge of exhibiting art at the Omega Institute asked me to go and visit her the next day, which I did, and she loved it. And so she asked if I would exhibit it just for a single day at a conference called The Water of Life, and this was in September of 2003. And so this was the first time my work had been on an exhibition. I was very excited. There were lots of famous people speaking, and it was all about the state of water on our planet. And as a biologist, I understood the biologists and the water engineers. I understood all of that aspect of the issues for water on the planet. But I also knew within my heart that that wasn't why I was there. I was there in my new role as a healing artist. And as I drove home from the conference at the end, I found myself making, while I was driving, making this spiritual commitment to God, to my guides, to my higher self, just totally committing myself to create a piece of artwork for healing the waters of the earth, and that it was to be a significant energetic contribution to the healing of the planet and not just a pretty picture to hang on the wall. And so it was the next day. I set up the crystal grid in my room. I did everything that I knew how to do to create sacred space, and I said many prayers. And included in those prayers, I asked all of the guides who are working with the healing of our planet right now to guide me, assist me, work through me, and if they cared to, show themselves in the painting. And then I set about doing my work. And it was all very clear as to what it was that I needed to create, which crystals needed to have their energies included, because each of the different colors has a different crystal energy within it, because I channel that in as I'm painting. And I was getting towards the end of the painting, and there was this little place where the paint didn't stick, and as I turned it round to look at this place, I saw a face. And instantly knew that that face was Poseidon, the Greek god of the sea. Well, Poseidon was not somebody that I thought of or had thought of, ever, other than, reading Greek mythology. And so it was instantaneously, my life is never going to be the same again. Because I knew in that instant that the guides had heard me, they'd listened, and they had chosen to show their face in the paint. And there were many faces within the dark blue of that particular image, and there are animals, there are just so many different faces. And different people see different faces, or they see the same face but in a different place, and you can just sit and look at this for hours and see different things. Mm-hmm. So it was a very life-changing moment, and of course I had no idea even then that it was going to become a sequence of paintings, but it has.
And you've described that image as the door opener, I think you said.
Yes. I feel as if it really helps people to connect with this work, of this way of connecting with the higher vibrations, the vibrations of the new earth, and bringing them into their life in a way in which they can interact with them more easily. And one of the people who I had a lot of connection with in the early stages of this work, she would always say to people, everybody should have the image key number one, as well as whatever else it is that they like, because that is the door opener.
Hmm.
She was very good to have coming around with me, because she would always tell people that.
Wow. And as we come to the end of our time here, what would you most like people to know about this transformational time, about your work, and what it means as we move forward into this new energy, this higher vibration?
I think I want them all to really, really, really connect with the fact that it is an opportunity for us to create a new earth based on peace, unity, joy, and abundance. And that to do that, it is really to say, yes, this is the choice. This is the way I want to go. I want to contribute to this. And the work that I do very much holds that intention, that my mission within the world, I have discovered, is to assist with the creation of the new earth. It is to be a vision holder and to assist people to awaken their gifts, their talents, and their abilities to create, to assist with the creation of this new world.
Barbara, thank you so much for being on the program today. Thank you very much for sharing your work and your gifts with us today.
Well, thank you. It has been absolutely amazing. And like everything else today, has gone unbelievably quickly.
Yeah, it really has, hasn't it? Thank you so much. It was fun. That short time we had, it was a lot of fun.
I know. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. So thank you so much for inviting me on, and especially today.
A perfect guest for a perfect day. You can check out Barbara Evans' work at crystalwingshealingart.com. And you're on the internet anyway, so go over to fogcitypsychic.com and enter the holiday giveaway. We've got great prizes, many of them from people you've heard on this show. And what's this? A copy of Messages of Universal Wisdom is available in the giveaway. So if that's something you've got your eye on, go ahead and enter to win. On Monday, I will be sitting in as guest host on the Dr. Pat Show. Boy, do I love doing that show. It's a lot of fun, and I've got a great guest for you. Darlene Montgomery will join me to talk about dreams and what they reveal about your life path. And next week, at this time, on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be Pamela Ostley. We'll be talking about the colors in your aura and what they mean. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.